following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
Corolla Classics is back and brought to you by LifeLock. That's right, October Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And this year's theme is do your part. Be cyber smart. Getting cyber smart starts with cyber hygiene, which is basic habits that can help keep you and your family protected from identity theft, scams, and other online dangers. Examples of good cyber hygiene include using strong passwords, setting up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, and regularly updating software on your devices. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day we put our information at risk on the internet, and in an instant, a cybercriminal can harm what's yours, your finances, and your credit. But good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. And if they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they'll send you an alert. You got to check it out. It's LifeLock. Tell them, Gio.
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
Hello and welcome back to Corolla Classics for October 23rd, 2021. That's right, Gio and I are back, baby.
We're back.
So thank you so much for tuning in. We took a little bit of a break, but we're excited to get some more clips out to everybody and handle your weekends and make sure they are filled.
And we're holding up newspapers right now so you can check the date.
Yeah, this is real. This is actually happening. And we're just as excited as you are. And for those who are new to the show, let me introduce ourselves. My name is Chris Loxamana, and I'm the executive producer of The Adam Carolla Show. And with me, as always, our Carolla archivist, superfan Giovanni.
Ahoy, hoy, Chris.
Gio, it's good to be back. I missed you.
I missed you as well. You guys were really generous when you put the scraps down the basement for me after the last party. I really appreciated that. You know, I don't eat meat, but there was a lot of things with barbecue I could go over, so it was very generous of you guys.
As long as you had a little bit of sustenance, then mission accomplished, and it looks like you did, so.
I ate old corn!
We're good to go. We got a lot of great clips from over the years of podcasting ready for all the listeners today, so why don't we get into our first one. This is from January of 2020 and features Hall of Famer Jay Moore.
Indeed. So with these episodes coming back, I was trying to challenge myself with something that we hadn't done before. So I was like, what's the most immediate funny stuff that people may have already forgotten? You know, especially with the pandemic and lockdowns, all these different things going on.
Yeah.
And I was going through some stuff, and I'm like, wow, there's right there in this sweet spot in January of 2020, before lockdown, before the show went remote, while everything was brewing around the world. We just, you know, everybody wasn't that aware of it, I guess. Jay Moore came in studio. Gina Grad and Brian Bishop, of course, is episode 2725. It was recorded on January 10th of 2020, released the following Monday. And this is a funny little chunk where Adam, Gina, and Jay have an improv about convenience store clerks in Minnesota versus Los Angeles. And it's kind of a precursor to Minnesota Mom, which is a character I think everybody thinks dates back to like 2019 or earlier, but it really doesn't. It's an accent that Gina has done when she's been on the show several times, even dating back to 2015 and 2016. But the character wasn't developed till very late 2020. And we're kind of going to go over some of the clips this weekend, starting with this one from 2725. Check out this hilarious scene where Adam or somebody can't stop slapping the table.
Drew and I traveled through Green Bay, and I'll tell you the most alarming thing about traveling through Green Bay is at some point we're driving to like the college and we stop at like the Quickie Mart or something, and we walk in and there's some blonde haired chick behind the counter, and she's like, "Hi, how you doing?" And we're like, good, because I'm used to the steely eye foreigner, which is what this, you know, like out here.
No, and bathroom.
I go, can we use the bathroom?
No, sure. More tickets tonight.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, this way.
Yeah, just go use the bathroom.
I just
go
cleaned
ahead.
It.
And then I do that guilt thing, like, you want me to buy some smoked almonds or something. So, no, whatever.
Well, that
you want.
Won't
whatever.
Be necessary.
That's the most shocking part about traveling out of L.A.
That won't be necessary. You just go right on in. Number
I
one,
like
number two, whatever you want.
You let me know if you didn't.
Let's do a compare and contrast. You be the steely foreigner who works in L.A., Jay Moore. and you be the nice matronly gal who's behind the counter at the Wisconsin.
Well, I had my Bluetooth then first.
But.
My friend.
Yes.
Please, my friend.
Can I use the bathroom, please?
Booth number 42. No, customers only.
Well, I'll buy some raisinettes or something if I could just use the bathroom.
Hey, you heard him, bro. There's no bathroom for people, bro.
Oh, we got the Mexican guy at the
I'm trying to get my protein shake. What are you doing?
Oh, you're a customer. That's right. Sorry.
Oh, let me get that. Hey, what's up? Hey, bato cucuya mañana. Yeah, right. The Raiders, you know it, bro.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, bro.
It was God's will, bro.
I just want to hold on. Wisconsin, nice matronly Wisconsin.
Oh, hi there. You betcha.
Hey, think me and Dr. Drew could use the bathroom here?
You know, I was just thinking I would love nothing more than for you and the great Dr. Drew to use the bathroom. I just cleaned it. It's scrubbed up. It's sparkling.
Do you have, like, the key on
Hey, you need to shut your mouth.
You can't hear her.
You are a
character. I'm standing here.
Hold on, bro.
This is my... You got a pit bull and a baby Bjorn.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is my dog, Kenny Stabler.
Kenny Stabler.
I saw the El Camino out there with the... graphic on the rear window saying "Tell her she's lovely." Is that your ride?
That's mine, next to Calvin and Hobbes taking a pee on the Chevy Lou.
Okay, so sorry, Hispanic guy who ended up at the L.A. but a customer who ended up at Middle Eastern guy who works at the Arco in Hollywood.
Yes.
May I use your bathroom, please?
Customers only, not for public consumption.
Okay, well, hold on a second.
Hey, bro, you got a bathroom, are you?
It's right over there.
Wisconsin lady?
I'll buzz you into the bathroom.
Do you have a key a snow tire or something, or is it just open?
Oh, heavens, no. You just walk right in. We're happy to have you.
Oh, okay. Hey, that jerky on the counter, is that homemade?
It's homemade. It's my mom's business. And I thought, you know, I'd put a few on the counter and see if we can get the business off the ground. You know what? I would love to just give you one for free. I'm such a big fan.
Oh, okay. I'll take the buffalo teriyaki.
Oh, you betcha. Take two.
I wouldn't do it, bro. That's labia.
Raiders fan is in the Hollywood Arco station?
Yeah, bro.
You got a pit bull and a baby Bjorn?
That's Kenny Stabler.
Oh, that's the pit bull.
These are my Raiders. Yeah.
Okay. You just came in here to get a 5150?
I got my protein drink.
Or Loco something?
Protein 40 drink.
40 Loco? Oh, protein.
Bro, don't marginalize me with your preconceptions, bro.
You got a thesaurus, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm smart.
Yeah, are you bummed out that the Raiders moved?
No. Hey, it's God's plan.
Oh, okay.
We played to Jim Plunkett.
You played to the Jim
and
Plunkett?
And I'm always a little bit shouting.
Uh-huh. Okay, so...
Get the fuck out of my...
Wait, you're a customer at this store, bro. You're not the guy behind the
Middle
counter.
No, Middle Eastern guy was kicking the Mexican guy
sorry.
Out.
I'm sorry, Middle Eastern
and you
guy?
And you missed the guy that came in and was actually allowed to use the restroom.
Oh, was it Big Mama who came in?
No, it was just some guy.
Oh, okay. A Middle Eastern guy?
Yes, my friend.
I want to clean my windshield. You're out of washer fluid.
Look at the clock. What did the clock say?
It says 1:45.
Time to go.
Oh, no, wait a second.
It's time to go. Get the fuck out.
The squeegee doesn't have clean, sudsy water outside, and me and my friend need to use the bathroom if that's okay.
I fuck your ass.
Okay. Lady from Wisconsin.
Oh, hi there.
I fuck her ass, too.
Hey, the jerky's on the house?
God damn, look at all that ass.
It's on the house. It's something homemade. My mom is in the jerky business.
Uh-huh.
And I would just love for you to give it a try. And if you like it, maybe when you're back in town, you go and get another one from us.
Wow, that's so sweet. I just used your bathroom. It's like an operating room in there. Oh. What'd you do, clean the grout with a toothbrush?
You know, we take a lot of pride in our scrubbing and our rubbing. And we just want to make sure that the bathroom looks good for the customers.
This may be a regional thing, but you don't have any horchata back there, do you?
Can have mine, bro.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that word is.
Oh, you don't know horchata?
A horchata. Horse cheese?
Hey, Hispanic guy who's at the Arco in Hollywood as a customer.
My name is Kenny, bro.
Kenny?
Kenny, bro.
Oh, Kenny, bro.
Bro, that's my street name. Kenny, bro.
Kenny, bro.
Hey, yeah, Kenny, bro. Big Kenny, little Kenny, bro.
What do they have here? Horchata, clamato?
You can get head in the back by the dumpster.
Head?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about drinks. By the
she'll drink, bro.
She'll drink my horchata?
Yeah. That's why she sells the jerky.
Can I talk to the Middle Eastern guy again?
Jay's not comfortable with that impression. Like, only bad things can happen.
All right, so let me get this straight. You have a... You have an El Camino out there.
Yeah, bro.
And an old English font. It says, tell her she's lovely.
Tell her she's lovely, and I got Snoopy with a sleeve with hornets on it and a wolf on his back.
And you got a baby Bjorn with a pit bull in it.
That's Kenny Stabler.
That's Kenny Stabler.
Yeah, Hall of Fame.
And you pray to Jim Plunkett?
Bro, yeah, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro.
And is there any connection to Todd... Oh, God, what was his name?
Marinovich.
Yeah, you know.
We don't speak that name in this house, bro.
Oh, you don't? Red-haired devil?
We're all God's children, except for Todd Marinovich.
Right. No, I get it. Okay. Hey, one last...
And Amari Cooper.
One last one, lady from Wisconsin.
Oh, hiya there.
Hey, I ended up getting enough jerky and enough salty bar nuts here. Could you help us out to the car with some of this stuff?
You know, nothing would make me happier than helping a customer, making sure they're achieving their goals, and I hope you have a great day.
And scene.
She's going to give it up for you.
I'm sorry. I'm in from out of town. Could you have a bathroom I could use?
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's just for customers.
You just let that white motherfucker go to the bathroom. You gave him free jerky labia.
Excuse me?
I said...
Oh, you can buy some jerky?
I'm going to take a shit.
You can go ahead and use the gas station across the street and you have a great day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is your gas station restricted? You dumb. Oh, come on.
That wasn't worth the extra money. She was perfect.
No, it was. I like that she changed her tune. Yeah, she saw the person
of color. It caught me off guard. It was so good.
She has a dark underbelly of racism.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. All right, that was good.
You gave the character layers.
All right.
I love you as that lady.
Let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
Okay, I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
I fuck your ass. Gina
Grad! That was the news with Gina Grad.
That clip was from January of 2020. It feels like a lifetime ago because it was before the remote shows and...
Do you remember who was clapping the console and then laughter because they couldn't stop cracking up? Was it Jay? Was it Brian? Was it Adam?
That's a Gina move.
Really? Oh, wow. All
right. Yeah. Adam rarely does that. The people who do it the most are Gina and Drew.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Those are the console hitters or smackers.
Clappers.
Yeah, whenever they're cracking up that hard. So, thanks again for that, Gio. And,
thanks to you guys for making it. That was hilarious.
Just feels like a lifetime ago.
I know. There's been a blur the past year and a half, 2 years, 2020, 2021. And like the idea is everybody wants to forget everything that's happened. So I was kind of challenging myself, like, you want to forget this?
I dig it. Before we get going to the next clip, I also want to remind everybody that we're opening it up for listener requests as well. So if you have a moment from the Adam Carolla Show history that you want to share or that you want to just rehear again, then email us, classics@adamcarolla.com. You can find us on Instagram at Giovanni Giorgio or at Chris Loxamana 1. Let us know what you want to hear, and we're happy to go searching for it and sharing it with the world. All right, this next clip that we have, this is from November of 2020, and now I think we're getting a little closer to Minnesota Mom.
Indeed, this is Adam Carolla Show 2933. This was the Dr. Drew episode where he came in. It was kind of like the episode was going to be airing on November 4th, so they didn't have election results yet, so they were kind of talking about the election coming up. And then Dr. Drew came in with kind of like a health update generally for like the world and the pandemic. And in this, there was a caller who called in, and he starts talking about his own mother, which leads to the origins possibly of Minnesota Mom. They weren't actually part of a bit or really necessarily comedic in nature. Like, it was kind of a sweet thing that people don't really remember. Check this out. 2933 from November 2020.
I got a call up here from Minneapolis that has thoughts on this, so we'll take it. Kyle, 33, Minneapolis.
Yep.
Thoughts, self-esteem. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Ace Man. Sorry about that.
Hi, guy.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to self-esteem, and you've talked about this in the past, I'm a long-time listener. And 10 years ago when I started listening, you know, I had low self-esteem. Why? Because I was 22 and broke and had no achievements. And so I think that's probably the healthy thing at that point. You're driven to attain some self-esteem. And, you know, I had a pretty good childhood. But then as I achieved things, you know, got married, bought a house, got a good job, and all those things, now I have fine self-esteem because I've actually achieved something. And I think that's the healthy approach. I think it's normal for guys, especially in the early 20s, to have, you know, low self-esteem, as long as you know, okay, I need to take these steps to then build up your self-esteem.
Right. But so how was your mom, and where does she play in? Like,
if she's from Minnesota, she was doting. She made plenty of hot dish. Mm-hmm. She knew that nothing made Kyle happier than a nice tater tot casserole.
Work Utterbomb into this soliloquy.
When his little fingertips would get chapped. I know it's true, honey. I raised you. I've known you for 33 years. Your little feet would get chapped at night because the air was so dry. We didn't have a humidifier. So I rubbed that Utterbomb on your heels and you just said, oh, thanks, Mama. And I said, anything for you, Kyle. Now go to sleep. We love you. We'll see you in the morning for some cream of wheat before school and prayers. And you have yourself a good night, honey.
Oh, beautiful, Gina.
You betcha, like Mom. You betcha.
Okay, honey. Love you.
It's cathartic.
Yeah, no, that hit close. By the way, thanks, Ace Man, for the fantastic looting talk too. That's great tips for us here in Minneapolis.
Hey,
coming in
a buck a sheet, you know, times four sheets. That's almost $5 there. You know? That's a 6-incher at Subway. You hear me talking? Okay, yeah. Thanks, Kyle. Dawson, thanks, I think you had a mom that loved you. Probably still does.
Absolutely.
You have high self-esteem on a cellular level.
No. Believe me, my father was the antithesis of that. So I had a nice effing balance.
And that's good, but I don't know that the dads can undo it. They can distract it, and then some of these people, like, my mom was great, my dad was a douche, but they still got the self-esteem from the mom. I don't know. Brian, where are you at?
I don't know. I think you may overestimate my self-esteem.
It's a positive thing.
It's healthy. But,
yeah.
My mom is a complicated woman. She was definitely a loving mom.
Hold on. Sorry. What? We must tell the Lisa Loeb story.
Okay, here's the Lisa Loeb story. She had a TV show where she was trying to find love. We were trying to figure out in the meeting, what should we do with Lisa Loeb? I go, hey, I'll go out on a date with her. I had a crush on her. Thought she was cute.
Mm-hmm.
You found it amusing.
Yeah.
You still
the story
do.
Was a little different.
Yeah, I know.
I remember Dawson predicting a love match.
Dawson's like, I'm going to go out with Lisa Loeb. And I was like, you are? He's like, yeah. And I was like, have you spoken to her? Well, not yet. She's not here yet. Well,
there we go.
And I thought, that's pretty good self-esteem. Yes.
Great.
Yeah, I would have.
Her loss.
Even you calling it a coin toss would have been high self-esteem. But sorry, Brian.
No, my mom was the loving mom. She was encouraging, all those things. But she was also tough. Like, my mom, like, I was a decent writer at a young age. I was writing for my local paper when I was, like, 12. And she was like, oh, you're a really good writer. And, like, you know, a lot of moms would have left it there. She was like, now you got to apply for this scholarship. Now you got to apply for this. Now you got to write to this person and ask for advice. She was very, what's the word? She would demand that you take advantage of your talents. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, she wasn't like resting on, like, oh, you're really good at this. It was, oh, you're really good at this. Now do this and this and this and this. It was, she pushed me.
Yeah, that's, I think that's good and good. I think that's good self-esteem.
It sucked,
Mom,
as a kid, but it was good for sure.
And practical, Gina.
My mother is, as she's always been, doting, lovely, the kindergartners say in Zoom class, filling my bucket constantly, mm-hmm. telling me that she would give me the world on a silver platter if she could. Is the relationship between a mother and daughter dicey for a few years? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. but she's a Jewish mother. I would say I got that stereotypical problem of I missed out on a few key events that I would have loved to do because she was afraid I'd lose my voice and I wouldn't be able to sing for the musical, or she's afraid I would get sick. So I didn't go party with all the kids when I should have, and I still rue the day, but very doting and very worried.
All right. Next subject. Yes.
I'm sorry. Before we move off of this, it's come up a couple of times. You know, the self-esteem thing. Wanting how it affects voters. You know, you want this and you want that and blah blah blah. And it made me think way back when we talked about it the first time. This great SNL sketch from I think it was '92 because it was Bill Clinton like running for president and like talking to voters like town hall style. And I found the clip. Chris has it, and it's you mentioned it's going on for 30 years or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. That's Dana Carvey as Ted Koppel for Nightline, and this is evidence of what you're talking about because this is the stuff you're talking about today.
Ma'am, do you have a question?
It's like you look all around and you see all this stuff, and everybody's got stuff but me, man. It's like where's mine? Where's my stuff? I'm young, man. It's like I should have stuff too. Where's my stuff?
Perfect.
Well, that's a very good point. You know, I hear this a lot, and I think if this election is about anything, it's about stuff. It's about the fact that under Reagan, Bush, Quayle, more people are working harder and harder for less.
Yeah.
Snapshot.
It's your Trouble in the Middle East on a weekend update.
Yeah, I know. Starting the weekend update with Trouble in the Middle East.
Quick break to tell you about Tommy John. That's right, fall is chaos, but in your pants. You're overheating one second and freezing the next. So to be ready for anything, you need underwear that can handle everything. And that's why it's time for Tommy John men's underwear. When you start off your day wearing Tommy John, you're that much more comfortable so you can do everything better. Tommy John men's underwear is breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric with 4 times the stretch of competing brands. Gio and I love Tommy John, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm about to do a whole new massive reorder and restock once again. It's been several years since I've switched over from all the other brands to Tommy John, and now I can't buy anything but Tommy John.
It really is the best. It's my favorite anything. Shirt, boxers, pants, socks.
Lounge pants.
Yes. This fall, upgrade what's underneath with new Tommy John underwear and feel the same level of comfort with their luxurious soft loungewear. It looks good enough you can wear them anywhere and feel good enough to wear them to bed. So, you got to check it out. It's Tommy John. They got the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee, and we got a great deal for you right here.
Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/classics. That's TommyJohn.com/classics for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/classics. See site for details.
And that was from November of 2020, the origin of Minnesota Mom.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a character that's only been around for less than a year now because it's October 2021. And it was such a weird, inconspicuous debut. It was just like this caller calling, talking about his own mother. And Gina was like talking about hot dish. Like, if you remember that, that's kind of like the key phrase.
Yeah, the hot dish.
And then you get your mocking variant of Dawson's Lisa Loeb story. He did not want to tell. He was very hesitant to tell that, which was hilarious. And then Adam dragging it out of him, trying to prove that he has high self-esteem, which he denied. And then you get Brian adding a clip from SNL. Brian rarely adds production value. So I figured it would be nice to throw that in there.
I love it. And, yeah, the Dawson Lisa Loeb story is one of my favorites. It never gets old, even though it gets told every once in a while. Same thing with the Calzone story, which Dan Mischek brought up this week.
He told him to put Jack cheese in a calzone in front of kibble, in front of like the open pizza oven he has at his home.
Sacrilege.
And then, of course, the thing with the bye week and the Chargers. Where's my Chargers? It's their bye week, Dawson.
I think if you can count on one thing, it's that Dawson is going to Dawson.
And it's also relatable because we've all done at least one of those type things at one point and alienated ourselves from some place that we probably weren't normally going to be allowed access to, and then to feel like the huge jerk and everybody just keeps bringing it up for over a decade. So I kind of feel bad for Dawson as well.
Well, if you want more of Dawson, you can check him out. He's on the podcast The Water Cooler, along with me, Matt Fondler, Gary Smith, Caleb Bean. We do that every week, so come check it out and see what it's like to work on the Adam Carolla Show, at least what we talk about when we're not working, because we always film it, or we always tape it right after work. All right, let's get going with our next clip. This is from March of 2021, and it features one of my favorite regulars, Adam Ray. So
up-and-comer, rising star of the last, I guess, it feels like 10 years of the Adam Carolla Show, but it's probably like the last 7.
Yeah, it's less than 10, because I remember the first time we saw him was at that event at the Peterson Museum, where he was just like the host and the stand-up comic, and he felt really blue, he felt really green, you could tell he was kind of nervous, and then he saw Adam Carolla sitting right there at the front, because Adam's getting honored that night, and it was cool, just seeing.
Wasn't that 2012 or 2013?
Yeah, I was around there.
Jesus, it is coming up on a decade. He's great. We love Adam Ray. I think everybody does. I don't know anybody we ever complain about. He's hilarious. He's always great on the show. He's like a legit actor who's in all his cool projects.
The roles he's getting now are unreal. He's super tight with like The Rock now, and I remember one time, because we were doing a Reddit AMA, and I was typing for Adam, because Adam would just dictate all the questions when we were doing
Adam Carolla.
Yeah, Adam Carolla, excuse me. Adam Carolla would do the Reddit AMA, and someone asked him, who's your favorite up-and-coming comedian? And I remember typing out, because Adam Carolla told me, Adam Ray.
It'd be hilarious if you just typed it, right. Even though Adam didn't tell you, he was like, I'm putting Adam Ray.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yes, maybe some of the things I typed.
It's better for Adam Ray that Adam said it, though. It's very sweet.
Well, anyway.
It's great that he recognizes somebody that comes on the show and brings it so often, too, you know?
Yeah. Well, the Adams love each other, and they improv together so great, and we're going to hear that right now.
Adam Carolla Show 3065. What? From March 11th, 2021. I think we've done stuff from the same year before, but not, I don't know. Maybe it's been a little not this close, but I had to do it. This might be an Ace Awards contender, and you can't take it out of the running, Chris, because we play it on Classics. If you do that, the people will revolt. This is a hilarious bit where I Smell Sex and Candy from the band Marcy Playground comes up, as well as make-out music, dudes making out with each other as a concept. It's a very bizarre improv scene that goes a little something like this.
Any two chicks at any party at any time could just make out with the other one and draw a huge crowd of dudes. It's like some kind of superpower.
Yeah, what do we do?
If I was like, I'm going to give Adam a reach around, the party would clear out. It wouldn't be like a large group of women.
Well, let's be honest. A few people would stick around.
Yeah. Right.
Dawson.
Adam.
It wouldn't be women running for the ATM. If I said in 20 minutes, I'm giving Adam Ray a reach around.
Yeah. $5 buy-in.
Yeah.
If you think it'll last longer than 60 seconds.
It's really the double standard is there's a very simple. Women always talk about the double standard, you know, like, well, you know, when you get with a woman and then, you know, if she's been with a lot of guys, though, that's an issue. But why isn't it an issue if the guy's been with a lot of women and the whole double standard? But there is a gay double standard too, which is
the genders.
If the woman who you're dating starts talking about some little romp she had in college, she had this hot roommate, and one day they were just drank too many Mickey's Big Mouth, they got on top of each other, super hot, and attractive,
interested.
Yes, Carl Weathers is interested. If I was like, you know, one time when I was at the Acme Theater, I got drunk and blew Mark Drottman.
Not interested.
The chicks would be like, are you fucking
No, you'd be a pariah.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
So that's a double standard you guys win, right?
You're right. Yeah. And I kind of never understood the double standard of like how many dudes it got, you know, you've been with in a relationship versus how many women. I never wanted to be the one the guy was practicing on. You know, like get good,
and then
we'll
bring
talk.
Your skills over.
There was a great SNL sketch from years ago, probably 20 years ago, where the guy's like, went to heaven as a virgin. He's like, got anything else?
Yeah, don't practice on me. Figure it out on them, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, well, you're more pragmatic way. I think the deal is, I think the rule of thumb is the guy wants more conquest than the woman.
Yes.
So the woman can have she may take many lovers.
Yeah, but keep it to herself.
Yeah.
Also, Gina, you definitely want the guy to be prepared sexually before he brings his talents to South Beach, you know, but also musically. Like, I know the soundtracks I was blasting for the first few times were like Gin Blossoms, right?
Yeah. Well,
maybe some Wallflowers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was an important part of your life back then.
It was.
The right, you know,
but now I've learned and grown into like The Weeknd, you know, Tupac, Cher, you know, just things, you know, Dawson. Yeah, yeah, again, just things that
Smoke
get me hard.
Right.
Yeah.
Loxy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about learning and growing.
Yeah, I never I didn't have a sound a getting laid sound.
Really?
Oh, that was
silence in your own breath.
No, I do remember
your own heaving.
Dingo boy.
I do have it in my head that horrible Thompson Twins song.
Oh boy, Hold Me Now?
Yes,
Hold
was playing on the radio during some sexual escapade. Yeah.
You
when
allowed
I was
it?
19.
Well, you can't.
I too have a song tattooed in my head from a makeout.
But I don't like that song.
No.
That's
me
my
too.
Problem. Oh, really?
Marcy Playground Sex and Candy.
Oh my God.
What a fucking dirge.
Oh, God. Can we cancel you for that? What happens now?
This
what happens?
Does not sound
take us
like
back,
something
Adam.
You would make out to.
I think her name was Melissa. And I'm pretty sure I was in the garage I was living in.
Oh, I'll never forget it. You had a bike hanging from the rafters.
He couldn't afford a bike.
I was sitting there nervous, just wondering, waiting, is Adam going to lean over? And
The bike hanging is cool, but if it's your only form of transportation, it slides way down.
She goes, is that a backup ride in case your car breaks down?
Nah, like, Melissa, that's all I got.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
That's what I got. I think you get on the handlebars if we wanted to catch a drive in.
That sounds fun. Are you good at biking?
It's more of a necessity than it is a hobby.
Cool. What's the basket for? What do you put in there?
Just cum-laden socks. I mean, if I'm going to be upfront with you.
No, please. I don't like a guy who lies, so I appreciate the honesty. How cum-filled are they, can I ask?
Jeez, I don't really have a cum ruler, but I'm going to go.
Really? Because what's that behind the bike? What's hanging behind the bike?
Well, I know there's a stick that says jizz ruler on it, but it's kind of a novelty.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't really use it.
Yeah, it's not for you.
Well, obviously, if it's hanging next to the bike, I own it. I don't know. I feel like we should be listening to the Thompson Twins.
Totally.
And kind of getting to know each other a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you hey, Adam, I know you got
Dad?
A dirty sock hanging from the door.
Who is that? You said
bathroom.
You lived by yourself.
Well, I do live in the garage by myself.
Right.
But then my stepmom and my dad, they live in the main house.
That guy doesn't sound like he lives here, though. Are you sure he's your stepdad?
I'm locked out. No, that's my biological dad. He doesn't sound like my dad. He likes to keep a certain emotional distance.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, you want to take a dip in the neighbor's pool?
Is that a euphemism?
No. It's just, it's pretty hot, you know, these summer nights, and the swamp cooler's on the fritz, and
you're a bad boy.
The
I like
oscillating
that.
Fan stopped oscillating. I don't even know why they make oscillating fans. You know what I mean?
Are you running bits on me?
Yeah, I'm kind of running bits on you. Like, I want a fan that's not on me 71% of the time.
Yeah.
You really have to have low self-esteem. You know what I'm saying?
I actually do,
I should write some of this down. Who knows? In a scant 17 years, I may make a penny doing stand-up.
Are you bothering that young
girl? Oh, my God. This
dad?
Guy is such a cock block.
Is that Dad?
Get up the fan bit. Are you bothering that nice young girl with the fan bit?
Sir, her name's Melissa, and we're listening to the Thompson Twins. And by the way, you don't own me, old man. Sorry you had to be a part of that.
No, that's fine. Do you want to, I know this seems a little forward, but do you want to shove one of those cum-laden socks in my mouth and kiss the back of my forehead?
Jeez, it's
I'm
not.
I'm sorry, I should have phrased that better. Do you want to make out?
I feel like we should, seeing as how this is our first date.
I know, that's
I
crazy.
I feel like we should eat first.
Each other? You're freaky.
Oh, is that my
go
stepmom?
Go next door and get one of Dorothy Kravitz's scones for me.
Oh, Mom, what are you doing here?
Dorothy Kravitz just found a new bakery.
The
I need
Kravitz's
you to go
haven't lived next to us for 11 years, Mom. What are you talking about baked goods for?
Find where she moved and get me a
she
scone.
Moved to Paradise, California. She lives in a double wide.
Then take your unicycle and go there. And
oh, the unicycle? The unicycle you let Chris Dittman borrow and I never fucking got back again? That unicycle? Or the imaginary unicycle I've been peddling in my mind for the last 9 years, bitch?
You go get me
Hey, Melissa, sorry I had to be a part of this.
It's all good. Why do your parents sound like they're Charlie Brown's parents?
It's the door.
Yeah.
It's muffled.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I put a barrel bolt on it. I don't want them coming in here.
Yeah.
My dad's got the keys, but he can't defeat the barrel bolt, you know?
Have you ever 69'd in a garage?
Not with somebody.
What?
I mean, obviously, I've done a 34 and a half.
Oh, is that like a skateboard trick?
No, I sleep on my side.
Oh.
But that's a 34 and a half.
Gotcha.
And then sometimes one of my buddies will sleep over, and, you know, we just have a regular size futon, so we'll go foot to forehead, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's kind of a loose 69. It's two 34s and a half, but they're not combined, you know. No,
that's
plus side.
Oh, you know math.
Write that down.
Dad.
That's very funny.
What's
write that?
That
down. That's good.
Has your dad been
listening
the whole time?
Oh, you like the 34
time?
And a half joke?
I enjoyed that. It was very clever.
Yeah, because Melissa was saying, like, hey, you're doing this exactly. Yeah, I do a 34 and a half every night.
Adam, I might have to go soon, but I do want to ask.
Hold on. Do you need to use the facilities?
The
bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a bathroom in here.
In the garage? Yeah,
I have a
put that
decorative
together.
Popcorn tin
signed
Vince got me when I graduated.
Yeah, and a signed headshot of Montel Jordan hugging AIDS-free Magic Johnson.
Yeah. Well, he's all the rage. I, by the way, predict that Magic Johnson is a flash in the pan and Montel Jordan is going to live on forever. This, just a thought.
Can we make out now?
What happened to the Thompson twins?
It's all around a long
I think
time
they
around.
Also Irish goodbye this conversation.
Did you want to use the popcorn tin or are you feeling good?
Again, I feel like that's a euphemism for your cock.
No, it's right there. You can see it.
Well, you pointed to your cock when you said that.
Oh, okay.
Interested.
You're right. You want to take a dip in the neighbor's pool? I can't remember where
that
we're
it
at.
That it will do, yeah. You're
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
This is the best first date I've ever
this
had.
This is going to last forever, Melissa.
I believe you.
And let me tell you something. One day, those two wheels hanging from the ceiling over there is going to turn into four wheels in the form of a 79 Mazda long bed pickup truck with a bench seat. So you fucking hitched your team to the right wagon.
Excuse me while I play with myself.
Please.
Do you want to watch? Call your dad back in here.
Dad?
I'm here.
Oh, he was already here.
I haven't gone far. I heard everything.
Dad, could I get a key to the main house?
Sure.
I can?
But yeah, I mean, if you, you know.
Yeah, there's going to be quite the cleanup, wink, wink.
Wait, what does that mean? Are you winking? Did you say wink? Or do you actually
I think
wink?
I just said it. I can't wink. I have a disorder.
I can't see you. I'm on the other side of the door.
All right, stay there.
All right. I'm not going far.
Have you ever
you
seen this,
you
liked
the 34 and a half?
That was very good stuff.
But you didn't like the oscillating fan? It was all right?
Punch that up.
Well, you know, conceptually.
No.
Sorry to talk shop for any Melissa, but I do plan on being a comedian in 14
it's okay.
years.
I got to say, the soundtrack for this, whatever's going to transpire, is very on point. Like, the last guy I fucked on a first date definitely didn't have any good music.
Oh, yeah. He didn't have any Marcy Playground?
No, he did. He actually had Marcy Playground live, but, like, they didn't play. They just sat there and kept asking me to touch my tit.
Oh, you got onto the tour bus of Marcy Playground.
Oh, they'll do just about anything if you tell them you'll do just about anything.
Wow. I did not know that, Melissa.
Also, my friend he knew the roadie, so we had, like, an in. So it's all about who you know. I'm sure your dad knows that.
Just so you know, I'd obviously like to meet your parents since this thing's getting pretty serious.
Yeah.
All right. Is it within range of my Schwinn or do I have to take a bus?
I mean, hanging around downtown.
I feel high.
I'm making out with my girlfriend Lauren right now.
Oh, there she was.
I know.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this guy, man.
Oh, platform double suede, in case you didn't know what decade this was.
Do you think he crushed it, though? Do you think this was pre and post show? They had groupies.
This was their hit.
Was there another song?
I don't believe they had another big song. Maybe another single.
No.
Abstinence and Fruit?
All right.
All right, I'm going to get out of here.
All right, don't go anywhere. Let's see.
Quick break to let you know about the Live by Live app and livebylive.com. That's where you're going to go for the best podcasts, news that you care about, and you have personalized music stations curated by actual
human beings.
Anybody can make a playlist, but Live by Live has a massive team of curators and hosts that serve up the music you love and help you discover new favorites for only $3.99 per month.
That's right. So try Live by Live today with a free 7-day trial at livexlive.com/Adam Carolla. That, once again, that's livexlive.com/Adam Carolla for your free 7-day trial. And that was Adam Ray. A little sex and candy, Marcy Playground, makeout scene.
It was a great, hilarious scene. It was funny the first time I heard it. I was in a Taco Bell parking lot because I was across the street trying to fill up my my tires on the other side of the grass where they had like those machines, the automated ones.
Yeah.
And I was listening to this on my earbuds as a play. I was laughing uncontrollably. He's like bent over filling up my tires. And while cutting and editing this, I was laughing again. I was like, wow, this is really strong.
Yeah. And I would not be surprised if we heard that again at the end of the year. All right, that'll do for part one of today's Carolla Classic. Stick around, part two coming up right now.